back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, we talk with Lynn Helms, Director for the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources.
In addition to the Bakken Shale play, I do some work down in the southern part, Texas, Oklahoma, Louisiana, in that area, down in those shale plays. And I can tell you, it is job central down there. They're hiring left and right. I look out in the Bakken, and I'm hearing the same thing. But I thought I'd ask you, since you're kind of the expert in the North Dakota shale play, are the reports true that a lot of these Bakken companies are hiring in order to get prepared for this next oil and gas season?
Well, they certainly are. You know, we started the spring season with the industry wanting to add 10 drilling rigs and 10 frac crews. That requires over 2,000 new employees or returning employees. It sounds like right now Job Service North Dakota has 1,400 job listings for Western North Dakota for the oil and gas industry. And talking to Cindy Sanford with Job Service a few days ago, wages have really started to increase. They're now looking at $26 an hour versus $18 an hour in order to try to attract some of the truck drivers and frac crew people back.
Increase in wages, is that basically an attraction piece because, you know, they might have taken another job after the rig count went down and some of the oil prices dipped, so they're maybe, I don't know, working for Walmart, hauling trucks across the country or that sort of thing. Is that mostly just to get them to come over from another job maybe that they recently took in the last couple of years?
Well, it absolutely is. You know, when we had the big boom in 2010 through 2012, the rest of the country was in recession, and so you could attract people relatively easily to Western North Dakota, but now you have to be competitive, and so people are offering some housing allowances. They're not paying for housing, but there are apartments available, and they're offering for some assistance in getting into those apartments, and they've increased the wages, and they're offering some overtime. So it sure enough is, it's a competitive thing to try to get the best quality people back in here.
How about those secondary midstream companies? You know, I was talking to Jim Sabby with Pfeiffer Auction and Realty, and they're busy. Holy smokes, is Pfeiffer Auction busy. And the thing that we were talking about is how some of these companies, you know, they're liquidating some goods, not going out of business, but maybe getting out of a certain industry. And the example he gave was maybe a pipeline company who was digging pipelines, got into the concrete business. Well, now they really can't sustain both of those, so they're liquidating, say, their concrete assets and focusing back onto the pipeline. Are you hearing anything from those secondary, those midstream companies about either changing some business activity or ramping up or ramping down, I guess?
I haven't heard a lot in that area. That's some new information, Jason. Mostly what I was hearing was that these companies were doing a lot of diversifying as some of the specialty companies that were in concrete, say, or laying pipelines, contractors for installing, gathering pipelines, as they got squeezed by the economics, some companies were able to add divisions and to diversify. So this is really the first I've heard about them undiversifying or going back to specializing. I don't think that's a really strong trend as of yet. But certainly their specialty areas, their primary areas are picking up. And if they have to pick and choose, that's where they're going to try to hire the best people and focus their activity.
Well, we might broke some news here after Cargill announced they're getting out of the feed business and just focusing on the protein business. Maybe that's a new trend happening, because I was in the same boat that you were, that I heard more about diversification than I did specialties. Let's transition into communities, population. I just talked to Dean Bankson from NDSU. He mentioned a new population study that is going to have some people in Western North Dakota paying attention, kind of some new numbers. Have you seen this study? Are you aware of this new population study? And how have you processed it, if you have?
Well, I was aware that the study was going on. I haven't seen the results. So all I've really got is anecdotal information, but primarily from school superintendents. I keep hearing that school populations continue to grow. So Stanley, Williston, Tioga, Watford City, Dickinson, all of them are continuing to see school populations grow. And, you know, that's that trend we predicted, where families were going to want to live in North Dakota and do the production type jobs. So those job numbers grew at a slower pace, but continue to grow even during the slowdown. And those are the people that want housing, they want schools, they want recreation opportunities, and they're going to drive the secondary economy of North Dakota, where all those secondary jobs in food service and services and things like that are going to occur.
I saw a stat, I don't know, a couple years ago, maybe a year ago, showing the last 10 years in the oil and gas or mining industry, as it's referred to, was the only sector that had a net gain of jobs over the last 10 years. And that kind of surprised me a little bit. I thought maybe technology with the advent of everything. But then I got thinking, no, you know, these tech companies, they get the startup money, and then a lot of them disappear or they lay people off until they can get more. And so it didn't necessarily surprise me as much once I thought about it. What do you make of that the oil and gas and the mining sector is such a king of the economy? I mean, you start talking about restaurants that are dependent on the oil and gas business. Talk to me a little bit about the responsibility behind that.
Well, I think you're right in that the technology companies kind of come and go, and their business is generated by the overall wealth-generating companies. But I think we are on the cusp of a real technology boom in North Dakota when you look at some of the applications that agriculture and energy want to make of technology on things like pipeline monitoring, UAS, and some of those technologies. I think we're going to be looking at a real growth industry there. But I don't think you can ever get away from the fact that wealth always comes either from the topsoil or underground.
To listen to the full-length interview with Lynn Helms, Director for the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Set the pot to boil and the dinner table was set. She had collard greens and a pot of baked beans, but she hadn't cooked the main course yet. Oh, it's good to mind your own business, but you better pay attention too. You might turn a blind eye on the world, but there's always an eye on you.
The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Brooks West. To find out more about Brooks West and his music, visit thecrudelife.com, click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
You should have seen it coming. A hatchet and a butcher block. But she was too wrapped up, strutting her stuff to see the water was getting hot. Oh, it's good to mind your own business, but you better pay attention to. You might turn a blind eye on the world, but there's always an eye on you.
If you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. Like us on Facebook today.
Where you end up depends less on luck than what you do or what you got. So keep your head on a swivel, look both ways when you cross the street. 'Cause this world is full of sharks and wolves, and all they ever do is eat. Oh, it's good to mind your own business, but you better pay attention too. You might turn a blind eye on the world, but there's always an eye on you. There's always an eye on you.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now, with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.
Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul, raising the bar for lifting and moving extreme loads of all types. Entrek specializes in platform and conventional heavy haul, equipment hauling, rig and camp moves, and much more. Entrek's the market leader with a modern, well-maintained fleet of 245 cranes. Get your load on the road. Call Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul, 701-552-2715, 701-552-2715. Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul.
Let's take a moment and talk about Meridian Energy Group and the Davis Refinery. Davis Refinery, the first greenfield refinery coming to the United States in over 50 years, and it's coming to Belfield, North Dakota, right here in the Bakken oil field. Talk about addressing the need for local. Well, that's what the Davis Refinery is going to do. I mean, the Bakken right now produces more than 1 million barrels a day, and there is currently minimal refining capacity in the region, and the Davis Refinery will be addressing that need. Plus, the Davis Refinery will utilize North Dakota's energy resources and enable Meridian Energy Group and the region to realize huge long-term cost savings by eliminating the need to transport that crude oil to the Gulf for refining. For more information, check out davisrefinery.com or meridianenergygroupinc.com. That's davisrefinery.com and meridianenergygroupinc.com.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBI Energy Services.com.